weather, do you want it?
Oh, I'm sorry, now keep you from getting.
No, he said it's more like gonna be no rain.
Oh, it's not? Good, I'm glad to hear that. Did you know your grandparents, you said, I believe we talked about that, you said you knew.
Yeah, I knew, on my daddy's side, I knew grandma and grandpa, as far as I can remember, but I never knew nothing of my mother's father, because he was dead when I was born, and I never questioned him that.
Well, what did you call your father's mother?
Grandma and grandpa.
And what, your mother's mother?
Grandma, grandma and grandpa.
And did you use their last names to distinguish them, or just, they just knew which one?
We knew which one, the one was there, the one we called.
I see, so they weren't.
Yeah, they weren't.
All right, when your children are still in school, you might refer to them, you say our.
Our children?
Would you ever say our youngins?
Uh-uh, hardly ever, maybe I did at the time, our young, old youngins, something like that, I was mostly the children.
When a child is very small, you might give him a name that's not his real name.
Well, my name, no, all our children kept their name, they never had no nickname, my nickname was Monk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would they want to?
I don't know, I'm just gonna call me Monk.
Well, I like your name too much.
But my daddy didn't like it either.
Well.
It didn't go very far.
Do you ever hear of a, what would a pet name be? Now, a pet name wouldn't be a nickname, would it?
Uh-uh, but I don't know.
Would you call, have you ever heard of pet names, say, if somebody say that's his.
That's his pet name, that's his nickname, is what I always heard it say. We just got, because Jeanette's girl's named Peggy O'Neill, and she said, if I have a girl, I'll name Peggy O'Neill after my sister's, but I'm gonna call her Poppy.
I like Poppy.
She's called Poppy.
That's one of the prettiest names I've heard in a long time. When your baby's small, you might take him outside in something that has wheels on it.
I'm a push buggy.
All right. And when you're going to take him outside, you say, I'm going to go.
Outside with the baby.
I'm going to wheel the baby.
Wheel the baby outside.
All right. If you have two boys, or three boys rather, and you say, well now they're all pretty grown up, but so-and-so is the
smallest.
We're talking about him being grown up, and one of them is even more so than the rest of them. So he's the, would you say he's the most grown up, or he's the grown upest, or?
He's the most grown up, I think.
Well, that sound?
That
right
sounds pretty good.
Better to you than grown upest?
Yeah.
All right.
There's no word such a word as upest, I don't think.
People make words.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Let's see. One of your, you have a son and you have a
daughter.
Right, and she is not a boy, but a
girl.
What are some of the terms that women use to refer to themselves when they're going to have a baby?
Well, I'm sure I didn't say I was pregnant, because my children didn't know nothing about nothing. Now, they might have seen my disformity, but they didn't see.
Oh.
They didn't. I never mentioned nothing.
Would women in the older days particularly avoid saying pregnant?
They sure would. They sure did. The first I ever heard of that, they were having a log rolling. And I heard my grandmother on my mother's side say, so-and-so won't be there. This man won't be there. I know he won't be there today. And she said, why? He's watching his goose nest. And I wondered what that was, but when the baby come, I figured it out.
Watching his goose nest?
Yeah, he had to stay at home because his wife was expecting. You know, she couldn't say expecting, because we might have blabbered out, now what is she expecting? It was all kept strictly secret among the grandmas and the mothers and the mothers out.
Well, what would a mother say to another mother? I mean, if she was telling.
Well, she didn't tell her nothing before us, and I don't know what she said.
Oh, I see.
Only I just heard grandma tell my mother that a certain man wouldn't be there because he's watching, he had to stay at home. Meant that she was expecting, might have to go to the hospital or something like that. He just said.
When a doctor or a grandma wasn't
around. Did,